I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. My book club chose Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology for a recent meeting. It turns out I enjoyed this collection of Norse sagas, despite a few anachronisms. A section of my graduate studies immersed me in the world of Beowulf, so their battles, drinking mead, and general carousing gave me many months of fascination. According to the informative introduction, the Norse myths are the myths of a chilly place, with long, long winter nights and endless summer days, myths of the people who did not entirely trust or even like their gods, although they respected and feared them. As best as we can tell, the gods of Asgard came from Germany, spread into Scandinavia, and then out into the parts of the world dominated by the Vikings, into Orkney and Scotland, Ireland, and the north of England, where the invaders left places named for Thor or Odin. In English, the gods have left their names in our days of the week. You can find Tyr the One-Handed, Odin's son, Odin, Thor, and Frigg, the queen of the gods, in respectively Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. My favorite chapter is The Mead of Poets. He asks, "Do you wonder where poetry comes from? Where we get the songs we sing and the tales we tell? Do you ever ask yourself how it is that some people can dream great, wise, beautiful dreams and pass those dreams on to the world, to be sung and retold as long as the sun rises and sets, as long as the moon will wax and wane? Have you ever wondered why some people make beautiful songs and poems and tales and some of us do not?" Then the story continues. It is a long story, and it does no credit to anyone. There is murder in it and trickery, lies and foolishness, seduction and pursuit. Listen. It began not long after the dawn of time, in a war between the gods. The Aesir fought the Vanir. The Aesir were warlike gods of battle and conquest. The Vanir were softer, brother and sister gods and goddesses, who made the soil fertile and the plants grow, but nonetheless powerful for that. Odin desired a secret stash of mead held by Suttung. The tale continues. Gunnlod, the daughter of Suttung, stood in the cavern in front of a locked door, behind which were the vats called Sun and Baden and the kettle Ordrier. She held a sharp sword in her hands, and she sang to herself as she stood. "Well met, brave maiden," said Odin. Gunnlod stared at him. "I do not know who you are," she said. "Name yourself, stranger, and tell me why I should let you live. I am Gunnlod, guardian of this place." Gaiman refers to these people as Vikings, but my OED first lists the term in the early years of the 19th century. They knew their ancestors as Norsemen. Another item was the reference to seconds as passage of time. He went even faster, so fast that the air itself boomed with the sound of his passing. Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology tells of epic battles among the gods, which far exceed comic book heroes in my eyes. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.